Okay, let's unpack this. We are diving into the Artemis Top 10 list for the week ending June 1st, 2025. This isn't just reading headlines back, it's more like a direct window into what's genuinely, moving the needle in cat bonds, ILS, and that whole reinsurance capital world.
Exactly. Think of it as your shortcut. Our mission today really is to pull out the important stuff, the key insights, maybe find a few surprising nuggets from what people have been reading most, just to give you a clear picture of the market's pulse right now, what's going on, and maybe more importantly, what it actually means.
Right. So jumping straight in, the rate environment, always a hot topic. One of the big stories highlighted that property cat reinsurance rates, specifically for the June 1st renewals, well, they fell. Howden Re said anywhere from flat down to minus 20%. That really signals a shift, doesn't it? Things seem to be softening up a bit compared to the last couple of years.
Oh, absolutely, especially after such a hard market period. But here's where it gets really interesting. Despite those softening rates, analysts over at Peel Hunt are saying that returns on capital and property cat reinsurance are still, and I quote, very attractive. They're apparently seeing internal rates of return well above the cost of capital.
Wait, how does that work? So rates are down for the buyers, the insurance companies, but investors are still getting attractive returns. How is that possible?
Yeah, it's a fascinating dynamic, isn't it? And kind of complex. Part of it might be efficiencies gained during the harder market. But sources are also suggesting that increased flexibility and competitive capacity, particularly from the ILS market, is really playing a key role. You see that competition, especially in layers that haven't seen many losses or the higher layers of programs. There's just more appetite for those deals.
Okay, so that increased capacity from ILS, that seems pretty obvious in the numbers too, right? The articles are pointing to some significant growth in the cat bond market specifically. We've already hit, what, $15 billion in settled issuance just for 2025 so far.
$15 billion settled. And the outstanding market, the total amount out there, has grown by a pretty remarkable 15.5% just since the end of last year.
Wow.
And that growth isn't just a number. You see it in the big concrete deals getting done. Like, we got more details this week on State Farm's massive $1.55 billion Myrna Re cat bonds.
Right, the Myrna Re deal.
What really stood out to me there was the $550 million piece providing aggregate protection.
Why is that aggregate piece so notable, especially in such a huge deal?
Well, aggregate cover, it pools losses over a whole period, not just from one event. That makes the risk profile different. Historically, it's sometimes been harder to model and price accurately compared to per occurrence cover. So seeing a $500 million plus aggregate layer within such a large placement, it really shows strong investor appetite and market capacity for that specific, maybe more complex risk transfer right now.
Makes sense.
And it ties into how fund managers are doing too. You saw the Gamstar Cat Bond Fund stopped its decline. Fermat Capital's fund is growing. There's definitely investor confidence fueling this.
And it seems like it's not just about the usual natural catastrophes anymore,
Right.
or even sticking to the traditional places like Bermuda. We had two articles breaking totally new ground this week. One covered the first ever ILS issuance in Brazil.
Yeah, that's a really significant step, sort of a geographic expansion for the whole ILS concept. It was the Brazilian reinsurer, RB Re, securitizing about $33.7 million. But get this, not Nat Cat risk. It was surety bond risks.
Surety bonds. Interesting.
Right. It shows the ILS structures being adapted, used for non-peak, non-disaster risks in, emerging markets, finding totally new asset classes to transfer.
And speaking of totally new asset classes, the article that probably made people do a double take was about insuring against AI taking your job.
Huh. Yeah, that one. This company called Singularity, they're launching a parametric insurance policy. It's designed to protect your income if basically your job gets automated by AI. What's fascinating here, and this is key, is how it connects directly back to mechanisms we see all the time in ILS and cat bonds.
So, what's the connection?
Because this AI job loss product uses a parametric trigger. Now, as you know, parametric triggers are super common in ILS and cat bonds, right? They pay out based on a defined event hitting a certain threshold, like hurricane wind speed or earthquake magnitude. It's objective data, not a lengthy loss adjustment.
Right, like cat in a box type triggers.
Exactly. This AI product just applies that same core idea, an objective predefined trigger, to a completely different, really unconventional risk. It pays out based on external data showing a job was automated, not on assessing an individual's specific loss situation.
It really highlights just how versatile these structures and triggers can be. I mean, moving from hurricane wind speed all the way to, well, algorithmic job displacement. Okay, so looking ahead then. One key risk factor the market is definitely watching is the upcoming hurricane season. The UK Met Office has now joined others forecasting an above-average Atlantic season for 2025. They're citing things like neutral El Nino conditions, warmer Atlantic temperatures.
That forecast is absolutely top of mind for everyone in this space. You got this dynamic market softening rates, strong growth, plenty of capital. But how does that interact with the potential for a really active natural catastrophe year? It's a fundamental tension. And it's a reminder, isn't it? While the market expands into new areas like AI or surety of bonds, that core natural peril risk, that remains the central challenge.
So wrapping this up then, what does this all mean for you listening? This dive into the Artemis Top 10 really shows a market that's dynamically balancing things. You've got softening rates, but still attractive returns. Significant growth fueled by investors, big deals like State Farm's aggregate placement selling confidence. And then this bold expansion, new geographies like Brazil, completely new risks like AI job loss, but using familiar tools like parametric triggers.
It truly underscores how fluid and frankly innovative this world of risk and capital is.
Yeah.
It's constantly evolving, finding new ways to manage exposure. Everything from the natural disasters we know well to these completely new technological shifts we're only just starting to grapple with.
So here's a final thought. If risks like AI taking your job can now be covered by parametric insurance, maybe even structured using ILS-type mechanisms eventually, what other unconventional risks, things we think are uninsurable today, might we see packaged up and transferred using these market mechanisms in the future? Something to think about next time you're scanning the headlines.